anyway.
Fuck it.
True.
Fuck it. Okay. Happy Nick.
Happy Nick.
Yeah. He sure got worked up, didn't he, before he started recording?
No, it's just like Mother's Day. Father's Day, it's like...
Rambo. Rambo. It's hot here at night. Lonely black and white on a Rambo cast tonight. Don't be afraid of the world we made on a Rambo cast tonight. 'Cause when our humor's dry and you see that look in our eyes, then you know that it's hot in the Rambo, hot on the Rambo cast tonight, tonight, hot. On the Rambo cast tonight.
Yes, yeah. I gotta say that's probably your best one ever, Nick.
Pretty good, man.
On the month,
Billy Idol, right? Is that...
Yeah, Billy Idol. Yeah,
yeah, that's what.
Nice.
Off of his debut record.
I was trying to do Billy Idol back in the day when he was.
He's supposed to get that sneer right.
Yeah,
I can't do it. He really had that down pat.
Him and Adam Ant, you know.
Did Adam Ant have a sneer?
No, he just had that. He had makeup on.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. What does he do?
Straight edge, yeah.
Yeah.
So, welcome back. I mean,
speaking of greeting cards.
We were talking about greeting cards right before we hit record.
I don't know if we're talking so much as ranting.
Right.
So,
yes.
Well, I don't know if we were all ranting. I mean, we agreed with the ranter.
Yeah. Well, we're guilty.
I thought he was going to leave before we started recording.
Nick, your mom doesn't listen to this show. Do you want to share with those that might listen?
Okay. Well, I'm just
live or not live. So.
Well, I can't write in the chat now, so never mind. Okay. Yeah. So I was trying to open up the YouTube page too. Anyway, all right, so I know I'm going to come off as an asshole to a lot of people out there, but you already know about me anyway.
Nothing new. Yeah,
nothing new. So it's been a weird pet peeve of mine since I was little. I don't buy cards for people because I think they're pointless and nothing but a gimmick.
Bad for the environment.
Yeah, and, you know, you're spending what used to be $5. Now they're probably $8, $9 for a card, you know, for someone to open up for 2 seconds.
That's ones are made out of dolphin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, but you open it up, they take a fake laugh, and then they stick it in their drawer, they throw it away, and that's it. You know, it's like, I just blew $8 on you. So I've never bought cards for anybody. Well, when I moved to L.A., me being me, I always bought my mom a Mother's Day card for the first time in her life because I was half the country away, and I intentionally always bought a card in Spanish just to fuck with her.
You left that part out.
Yeah, I did leave that part out. But I did. I always bought, like, you know, to su madre. You know, like, it's just all in Spanish. Happy Mother's Day, you know.
Yo te amo.
Yo te amo.
Madre.
Madre, yeah. Which she thought was funny. But since moving to Colorado, I kind of went back to... Also, I lived right next to a Walgreens when I lived in L.A. So it was easy for me to walk over, get the card, and then send it off. But now
There was no effort involved.
There's no effort involved, exactly.
Your mom gave birth to you.
Yeah, which that wasn't much effort either. It kind of yanked me out, you know, so it's fine.
Yeah, you're on a farm, right?
Yeah. So I didn't buy my mom a Mother's Day card this year. Actually, I went to the store to think about buying her a card, but all of them were the mushy crap that I can't stand of, like, you know, best mother ever, love you. I mean, all the flowers and shit. And I'm like, that's just not me. I always have to have a smart ass, something funny. And so I didn't find what I liked. So what's going on here?
Go ahead and just...
I didn't want Randy to show up. Randy's in the chat already. It's just
he's hearing my rant though. So
he is here for the rant.
He's here for the rant. So I didn't buy my mom a card because I didn't find one I liked. So a week goes by past Mother's Day. I called my mom on Mother's Day. I had a nice long conversation, which is what Mother's Day was supposed to be about: spending time with your mom and telling her how much you appreciate her, which is what I do on that one day of the year.
But then she gets out here to visit, and she gives me shit for not giving her a card. I'm like, I talked to you for like 2 hours on the phone. I'm going to entertain you this entire week and do all kinds of shit with you, and you're going to give me shit about an $8 card? She's like, you're 40. You should know by now to get me a card every year.
Damn.
I'm like, fine! So I got her.
Not guilt. Nothing worse than
I got her one of those generic ones that can be used for anything. And just signed it. There you go. Anyway. But then I was just, but the whole point was, is what I was saying to the guys before we record, is that got Father's Day coming up in a week. My dad is just like me. Zero fucks in the world about anything.
I know.
Like, he will not care one bit. I just call him like, yeah, hey, I'm having Father's Day. Cool. Thanks, man. Thanks for thinking of me. That's it. That's the whole conversation.
And
I don't
still,
get it.
And he still worked up. I know when I had the mailbox, et cetera, people would come in for Mother's Day and say, this has to get here there by Mother's Day. I don't care what it costs. They were spending like $100
idiot
to get a present there, or even like spending $30-$40 to get a card there. I go, really? You want to spend that much money? I mean, I'm making money off it. What do I care? Father's Day, how do you want to send this? Cheapest way. Whenever it gets there, it gets there.
So
I swear to God, it was like 9-to-10 ratio.
I'm in Nick's boat with the card movement. You know, I mean, it's one thing if it's from the kids, because when it's from the kids, it's just cute,
right?
Because they picked it out.
So my buddy Eric is born and raised in Ireland, and he actually came over to the States maybe like 15-20 years ago, and he's like your typical. Oh, that's cute.
Oh,
nice!
I'm showing off a card, a handmade card, and this is what I was joking with Nick before we started, is that he should just draw some scribbles.
Yeah. or he should just send that card to Nick so he can recycle it.
Even though it says "Happy Birthday, Daddy," you can
line through it.
I'll just backdate it. Like, this is this from 1986. Here you go.
But so my buddy Eric, anyways, he's your typical, Irishman, right? He's just
is he the guy that punched the old man in the face?
No.
That's crazy.
That is not typical Irishman, Jack. Come on.
I didn't say I had a beard when he did it.
I bought him
no fisticuffs.
So I bought him a St. Patrick's Day card in 2020. And we didn't end up celebrating St. Patrick's Day in 2020. So I saved that thing for this year, right? And it was a card that I bought off of Instagram. One of my infamous get high and buy shit on Instagram shopping sprees, of which I've been pretty successful with. But it was a card that when you open it up, it played a fucking song. I think it was like some Irish
Organic jig, boy.
And it was just like, it's like you open up the card, it plays that music, and it's super loud. But the trick is that
don't you be going after me, Lucky Charms.
The trick though with this card is that it doesn't stop.
Oh,
so when you put the card in the envelope, you pull a tab, so it releases the connection between the circuit and the battery. But it doesn't activate until the card's open. So you put it in the envelope, you pull the tab, seal it up, and give it to the person.
It's like a little sound bomb. It gets
even better. So like, so what's the first thing you do when you get this card that you can't get to shut the fuck up? Like, you open the card, it just goes on and on. What do you do with said card?
Yeah, you try to throw it away or smash it, or rip it up. So you rip it up, right?
Yeah, so when you rip it up, what happens? It explodes with fucking glitter everywhere.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, my gosh.
Best. Because if you know Eric, my buddy, like, he's just sitting there fucking annoyed that this card won't shut up. And then he rips it open and just green glitter everywhere. It's a gift that keeps on giving. And I cannot wait to find another reason to buy another one of these cards for somebody else. It's the best way to deliver a card.
You can't do it.
Well, I can't now. Like,
I would, but like, if I got a card from you, I'd be like, nope, return to sender.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything from this guy.
But I hear Randy.
This thing came from Providence.
Randy needs something sent to the mail. And, he's been sending in these jokes every week.
He says over the chat that he defended us on the broadcast. I think that's bullshit.
What?
Randy says in the chat that he defended us on the broadcast and they kicked him out.
I don't I don't believe that, Randy. And by the way, if you are joining us live right now, why aren't you over on the broadcast? They've got a 5-year birthday celebration going on.
They're giving away a car.
There's a new house,
a boat.
They're giving away COVID vaccines.
They're giving away a car that Chris bought them.
But happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Jerry, broadcast. Jerry,
the brand of the cards, I believe, is called Joker Greeting Cards. I think it is. I'm gonna look up right now.
Of course, Sherry's like, I gotta get one of these for my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Joker Greeting.
All of her brothers.
I got some people I'd like to send a card to like that. It's funny how you mentioned cards.
I've got some neighbors.
That episode of Seinfeld where the new girlfriend, they're doing that PBS special. He reads the card, throws it. He goes, no, what am I saving it for? She comes in, finds the card. She goes, I took a lot of time and effort. Well, you put your name on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Now,
that's one of those things. Like, if you get a blank card, you know, it has something funny on the cover, and then it's blank in there, you know, you can write something out. But it's like, oh, it's so much effort. And then if you get one that's got stuff already written in it for you, and then you just sign your name, people are like, why didn't you write anything personal? It's like, well, it's already got stuff written inside. Like.
So I think I found the next card that I'm going to get, and it's absolutely glorious. so I'm going to go ahead and share my window, if you could.
Sure.
Is there any way we can crash the broadcast?
No, we don't know. Let them have their, What are you trying to start more shit for? You know,
he's here now. Like, oh, hey, there's the guys.
And I'd be like, I don't know. They wanted to do it. I don't know anything. I don't know.
Okay, wait. Before we go any further, in defense of cards, okay,
look, paper guy.
Yeah,
you're killing you're killing the planet one card at a time.
Okay, in defense of cards,
there's no defense.
No, there is. Like, okay, I have, this is the ultimate like thing. I still kept all my cards from my mom. And now that my mom has passed, and for anyone that has lost someone, seeing her handwriting it means so much to me. It's like, I don't have a recording of her voice. I don't have a video.
You wouldn't think that though.
My mom
has the penmanship of a serial killer.
My mom has just really some amazing handwriting. I'm not trying to brag about her, but when my sister was visiting last week, which is why we didn't have a show, because apparently you guys can't figure out how to do this thing without me now. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I could do it, but I said, why?
Oh, Chris has got his thing. I'll shut up about my sappy life.
Actually, yeah, that's a great reason, Matt.
Thank you, Jack. Thanks.
So this is my, I think, the new car I'm going to get.
Okay, congratulations.
So it's a not safe for work moaning sounds.
I'll have what she's having.
You are, it's necessary for you to tear that shit up and then get glitter all over the place. So that might be the next card that I get.
It'd be funny if someone opened like in a restaurant.
Yeah. Be fantastic.
In a restaurant.
Yeah.
Because that's where it takes place, where Harry met Sally.
I was like, what if it was Billy Crystal opening?
Oh, that would be nice.
So Sherry says, I started putting the year we sent cards on the back and do the same for the ones that we received when we save. So my wife has always done that. Whenever she's writing a card, she writes the 2-digit year in the upper right hand corner. And it's gotten to a point where I make fun of her for doing it. But
my dad does that. He does the same thing. And
sometimes those things are neat. Like, I think I told you this around Christmas time. Like, you know, when we were growing up, we had the Sears catalog. And my mom
that was your Santa Claus list. It was circles. Yeah. Yeah. Sears
exactly. So that's what my mom would do, is that she'd give me the Sears catalog and she'd like circle everything you want. And then after I was done, she would cut out all the things that I circled, and then she would make them into a paper mache kind of like stocking
And that was your gift.
That was my gift. Yeah. By the way,
the whole time I'm just imagining all you circled was the bra section.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. How'd you know?
Yes.
Your mom's like, okay, it's creepy, but I'm gonna do it still. Yeah. It's tradition.
Did you ever see the really big panties, you know? And like, oh, yeah,
Did you ever see the garters? Did you ever see the issue where the guy was wearing he's doing underwear and his penis is showing?
What?
Swear to God, it's back in the early 70s.
Was Janet Jackson involved somehow?
No.
Because, you know.
I get it, but swear to God. Huh.
Okay. I need, like, listener proof that this exists out there. You know, like some. I need a verification.
Matt, why don't you Google it?
I'm going to say, like, the early
70s. I'm too busy.
See, Randy says yes.
Coming up with
classic.
All these fucking names over here. Oh, that was
pee-pee showing. His pee-pee showing.
That would be odd. I mean, you know, you're just flipping through.
That's no way that's an accident.
Wait, who's drinking champagne? Are we drinking champagne? Oh, the birthday party drinking champagne.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, I'm eating weed. Does that count?
pretty close with you, buddy. Oops. So.
No, I am closer. Shit.
I told you.
I didn't even notice that until just now. Wow.
Hi, I'm Chris.
Now this is
a product. Weed.
Have you ever done a podcast on weed?
No.
So this is the new computer, the new iMac that I just recently received that has a new and improved FaceTime camera.
And you bought that saving all that money from cards, right? Exactly. Not sending out cards.
Actually, I traded my old one in and got a pretty penny for it, so made it nice and easy.
Did you take it back to your shop, your place?
No, I mailed it in. So we use a third party trading company.
All right.
Well, I just want to say happy birthday to me for getting high on the RCAD for, like, I don't know, 5 years straight now. It was a marathon, and I really appreciate you guys pushing me every inch of the way. So
are you being Chris right now?
I'm being Chris right now.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah. I mean,
I was like, wow, that sounds familiar.
I think Sherry's celebrating for the RCAD podcast.
Oh, thanks, Sherry. For the record, though, like, the whole, like, getting high while podcasting is actually a fairly newish thing for me. I haven't done that really until.
How would you remember?
This year. I think it was this year is when I started doing it. And I'll tell you, you guys are way funnier.
They just need the rest of our listeners be high.
Like, we need to put a warning on the podcast that we release. Like, must have had an edible.
So speaking of getting high, so I went last. It's been a few weeks since a couple weeks since we talked. So I went down to DC.
Oh yeah.
And dude, I love that city or whatever the fuck it's called. District. I love that district.
I love Washington.
It's awesome down there, man. And, you know, so we got down there.
Why is it down there? Are you, like, is it receding into hell? Is it, like, the layers
of
hell?
No, because it's literally fucking 700 miles south of where I am.
To me, it's up
yeah, it's up there, yeah. Like, my whole life is...
I was confused.
You know, it's not my whole life. It used to be over there, across there.
So we went... We got there on a Friday. Yeah, so we got there on Friday, checked into the hotel, which is pretty badass. It's actually a really cool hotel. It kind of looked
which hotel?
It was called the Line, DC.
The Watergate?
No, we drove by the Watergate, though. Yeah. I was like, oh, hey, cool.
You see tourists?
But the hotel we stayed at actually looked like the clock tower from Back to the Future. I posted
that.
I did see a picture of that.
I said, yeah. Where the fuck is he at?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So the first order of business in getting into DC. Checked into the hotel and I rented a Lime scooter, which were everywhere. And I fucking love those things. That's how I got around Nashville when I went down there too. Mm-hmm. And I mapped, like, found on maps the closest Washington DC dispensary, and I scootered to buy weed. It was awesome. I felt like such a hippie breaking the law in DC, but it's completely legal. And we did that. It was actually a lot of fun. So the weekend was great. The wedding was awesome. You know, we outdrank and outlasted all the youngins the day before and the day of the wedding. But I did come to the conclusion that I might be able to outlast the youngins when it comes to drinking and partying, but I cannot out-recover fucking anybody.
Oh, no.
Not, like, not when you get older.
Yes, Matt. Fucking anybody.
Fucking anybody. It's just a big mosh pit.
Yeah, it's just a huge fuck fest. It's crazy. Yeah.
That's what Washington's all about, man.
Man. So, man.
The wedding was on Saturday, and for lunch, my Amanda and I, we went down to this little taqueria that was around the corner from our hotel. Amazing. Like, the best tacos I've ever had. And I looked up on the wall. They had this huge wall of tequila. And they just, obviously, they serve tons of margaritas. I said, hey, what time are you guys open until tonight? And the waitress is like, well, it's Saturday. We're open until 2:30. I go,
nice.
What? Like, a.m.?
Oh, you're used to those blue laws, aren't you?
Yeah. It was wild. So, I think you're close at 10. 2:15 in the morning after the wedding, I'm down there drinking tequila and eating tacos, which was an amazing idea live in the moment. But at 9 a.m., that idea was shit. So, I was hungover for like 12 hours. It was a brutal travel day.
Did you drive or fly?
We flew.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a little better.
And my father-in-law almost got caught with gummies at TSA.
Nice.
But he got rid of him at the last second.
He got rid of him at the last second?
Well, yeah. He's like, do you have anything in your pockets? And he's like, no. Trash. I don't know why he had him in his pocket, but he did.
I would have just been like,
there we go. It's going to be a sweet ride home. Thankfully, the flight from Boston to D.C. is like an hour and 35 minutes. So it wasn't bad at all. But I was still hungover when I got home. It was brutal. But
you ever taken a tour of the White House?
I have not.
You got to do that.
It's interesting.
I would love to.
You have to contact your representative. And then get
Is that right? Yeah. All right.
I'd take the Kid Rock tour.
That's the two things you have to do. You can see is that for the Washington Memorial and the White House, you need to contact your representative and they get you tickets.
You mean the Washington Monument?
Oh, that's awesome.
Monument, that's it.
Yeah, the Monument. So we did a trip back in middle school, and we actually took the elevator up to the top of the monument back in.
Yeah, you gotta have
95.
You gotta have tickets ahead of time now.
That's cool. Yeah. So we were saying I want to go back down there. I want to bring the kids. I think that'd be awesome.
There's so much to see. It's crazy.
You can't sit. I remember we went. We had the tickets for. The monument and the White House tour. Mm-hmm. We were staying at a hotel that it was supposed to be walking distance to the White House. Well, we came in at night, drove up there.
Sure.
We asked this lady, okay, where's the White House from here? She gave us the wrong directions. So we're walking. I go, it shouldn't be this far. So finally we asked someone on the street, oh, no, you're going the wrong way. You want to go this way. Literally, it was around, if you go right, if you make a left, there's the fucking White House right there.
You're right, Lafayette Square.
Yeah, and so we're
I'm dropping landmarks like I'm a fucking pro. I was there for 48 hours, whatever.
No, the whole hours. Place, man.
We used to stay at this hotel by the Capitol. And it's funny, you see it, you come out the hotel, you're driving into the hotel, there's the Capitol.
Yeah.
But it's kind of sketchy now.
What's kind of crazy, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to monopolize the time
of
DC, but like the National Mall is so fucking big.
I got some good shoes there.
Yeah.
And like we were like walking around and I was like, fuck this. Let's get scooters.
You could say it's erect. So
no.
I know we were walking around Washington one time. It was so hot. And we didn't have any water. And then someone's selling water in the street for like $3. This one lady's like, I am not playing, and she's going on and on and on. I go, I will give you $6 for the water. Can I get some water? I don't care. Because it was like, it's hot. I mean, it's, you're going to argue about $3 for water.
Hey, Nick's song led the show with hot in the city.
The city hot. Because Washington can get very hot.
Very hot. I mean, it's in a swamp.
It was hot as fuck when I was there too. But it was beautiful. The weather was awesome. I mean,
their ballpark's not bad too. The Nationals ballpark.
My wife's aunt is a season ticket holder. So maybe next time we go down there, we'll try and catch a game or something. But
yeah, we bought tickets for two games there. The parking was more expensive than the tickets.
Yeah, I believe it.
The parking was like $90.
That's the way a lot of things are. I mean, that's one thing that I did like about living in LA. Was that I could just ride my bike up to Dodger Stadium because there's no way in hell I was paying for parking.
Cheap bastard. So you'd rather get run over by some? Wait, what am I talking about? Traffic doesn't move in LA.
It doesn't move, yeah. My little scooter is going faster than traffic.
Yeah. Yeah, John, the UPS guy, says the best thing about lockdown is none of those fucking scooters in the city. I can imagine those things must be a pain in the balls for anybody in the delivery service.
Well, you know what people in San Diego were doing? They were taking them and throwing them off this cliff, Sunset Cliff.
Really?
And it's just piling up because people are so frustrated because they were just being left. You know, people are tripping over them. I mean, it's a great idea.
South Park made an episode about them.
You have to rely on people to do the right thing. And people can't push a shopping cart back 3 feet.
Yeah.
They're not going
to do it. I will just say one thing about the scooters. Just word to the warning for anybody out there. Because one of my students, this happened to them. And it was, he was pretty messed up. Like, seriously, on one of those things, just flying and hit a curb just right and went flying. And so as you're speeding, you know, that little wheel, you know, if it hits something that's in the road there.
But why is he hitting a curb?
Not to sound insensitive.
No, but like
Darwinistic, if you ask
sure,
me.
Like, but it's easy though if you're going down the sidewalk though and you're watching out for other traffic, and then you miss, you know, because it doesn't take much to derail one of those things.
Is his name George of the Jungle?
No, I'm not going to make fun of my former student. He went through.
Seriously. Like, we will.
it's really quite horrible. He was such a trooper. Like, I've had students who have like basically it's like I've got a hangnail today, I can't come in, you know, and he was like. The day after this like horrific wreck, I could still see that he was dealing with a concussion. Like, that's how bad it was. And I was just like, dude, go home.
So you, instead of giving him a D, you gave him a C.
it's all a scam.
Yeah. I'm a very tough teacher.
Did he have road rash?
John says, just because you can rent a scooter doesn't mean you know how to ride one.
He had a gash.
I've always wanted to, what's that thing called? It was supposed to be the transportation. What's it called? The little thing, the two wheels Segway. I always wanted to ride one of those, but we were in Trump Plaza in Atlantic City many, many years ago. And Cindy and I are walking late at night, and this guy, security guard's going after somebody, and he almost runs us over with the Segway. He didn't even stop. I go, asshole.
Well, do you know how the creator of Segway died?
The creator of Segway died
on a Segway.
I'm pretty sure he died driving a Segway off of a fucking cliff. But
what?
You know what?
You
maybe,
know what?
Maybe we can find out the truth.
He was
story.
He was trying to avoid a curb,
or he was trying to avoid a commercial break.
That's a great Segway.
That's a great Segway. Excellent, outstanding.
Too bad we'll never figure out if that was just an urban myth or not. If there was only a device that we could use.
Oh, no.
I remember seeing the inventor of Segway on a...
So that was no bullshit. I'm sorry.
Right. Really?
No bullshit. On the morning of September 26th of 2010, Hesedlin was killed when he fell from a cliff footpath into the River Wharf at the village of Thorpe Ark near Boston Spa. A Segway vehicle was found near him.
Oh, damn.
You are so just that's sad. So bad. It's weird to think of like that you would die by the invention that you made. You know? Like
that was a visual, people out there. You can see that.
If you would join us live and skip birthday parties,
but it's kind of like Wedding Crashers, you know, where Will Ferrell's making fun of the guy that died at the funeral. He's like, I'm on a hang glider, I'm dead. What an idiot!
I'm not touching this. I will not besmirch
control over his own invention over a cliff.
I mean, is that's, 10 years?
That's,
is 10
that's
years
poetic.
Too soon?
Mm-hmm. It's been 10 years.
11.
No, it's been
almost 10 and a half years.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Well, there's that COVID year. It always throws off the math.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But are you trying to tell me like 15 minutes after he died, people weren't making fun of him?
That's awful.
I would be willing to bet money that like the doctors at the hospital were like, that's kind of ironic.
Yeah. I think why I'm sympathetic. Empathetic. I'll just say
like a segue.
Alanis Morissette is going to add another verse to her infamous song. Like going off a cliff when your new brand new Segway.
I just keep waiting for like
what was his name?
One of Matt's.
Jimmy Heseldon, and he spells it J-I-M-I. That is like a what? No, there's one J-I-M-I, and it sure as fuck ain't the guy who rode his goddamn Segway off a cliff.
All right, so now we're saying he earned it.
I didn't say that, Jack. That's just you not having a soul.
I have a soul. I'm just going by what you're saying.
Yeah, imagine in a couple years, maybe even next year, around Matt's anniversary, the wife looks over at Matt and goes, I really want to do something romantic this year for our anniversary. Can we go down to like Hawaii or the Caribbean and go swim with the dolphins?
I don't think Matt could swim with the dolphins. He'd be wanted.
Just saying. Yeah. They all just kind of.
There's that bastard.
Why are there the dolphins coming near us, honey? I don't know.
Can we pet the dolphins?
Nope.
Now I'm ready to leave this show and go celebrate the broadcast birthday. So
I mean,
they'll give you
31 minutes. That's a record.
Yeah,
I know. I know. We had a lot more to talk about. You know, there was that whole greeting card fiasco. So,
or hang on, John says, what about the guy who invented the dildo by dying by his own invention?
What?
Wait, the guy who invented the dildo? What?
He's got me
please expand on that, John, the UPS guy.
I'm just imagining this like very large dildo.
I've come to take my friend's
challenge. I bet you can't fit that in there. Oh, I bet I can.
So hold on. The fact that someone could die by a dildo in itself is actually incredible.
Maybe he ripped it out too fast, and it was like, I don't. Yeah, it just like ripped his
sphincter.
Yeah. Well, dildos have been around since before, like, you know. Thousands of years.
Oh yeah, but maybe the electric.
Electric, yeah.
Right,
electric.
I mean, it took a person to
take it higher.
With the silicone or whatever, you know, the modern dildo.
Whatever I'm just imagining like other inventors, other famous inventors dying by their inventions. Ooh,
that's
now.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Just a joke. See that? Yeah. You should just
now, if you would have said the guy who invented the rubber fist, I could have believed that one.
Yeah, for sure.
Sorry, life had a
typical Dodgers fan. Am I right, Jack?
Oh, I know. Really? It's a Giants fan. Anyway, so
I know that was.
I know. Okay. Sorry, life had a sketch years ago, back when Bill Murray was still on it, about people. Their last names were the invention, like douchebag and douche and all the different things.
I remember that sketch. That's really good.
Yes. Oh, Mr. Dildo, whatever it was. It was hilarious because they all had stupid names.
Yeah. It was like Men in Tights, you know, the witch. You know, she's like, you can change your name to Latrine? And he's like, yeah, it used to be Shithouse. It's a good change. Good change.
I did watch one of Nick's favorite movies the other night, The Outlaw Josie Wells.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't seen that in years. Now, I was thinking that they were hunting Confederate soldiers. So now I see why Nick enjoys it so much. That's why how I remember it. I go, oh, that's right, they're killing
Redlegs.
Yeah,
damn Redlegs.
I said, oh, that's right. I go, Nick must love it, especially that one scene where he's got the Gatling gun out, just mowing them out. I go, God, I think it's been like 20 years since I've seen that movie.
It's a classic, underrated.
People say it's his best. I will not say it's his
best. I just think it's his best, but it's one of my favorites for sure.
No, but some people will say it's the best one. I disagree.
Oh, he directed that. You know?
I know he didn't. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's actually a huge list of people who have been killed by their own inventions.
Okay.
I did look it up. So we have in the areas of art. How do you get killed by art? Hang on, let's read this one.
You get killed by art.
You starved to death.
My eyes!
Luis Jimenez was killed creating the famous Colorado statue of a blue horse, the Blue Mustang, when a section of it fell on him and severed an artery in his leg.
That's awful.
Yeah.
That's awful.
It's not great.
But I was thinking of definitely like things falling on artists
artists falling off of things, artists being impaled. The I would say the highest thing for an artist to, or most likely way that they would die is like, there's always like the coffee cup. There's like the cup that has like your brush washing, you know, paint in it.
Drink
and
it.
So you drink it, and you just drink all of that cadmium right down your gullet, you know.
Why would you drink it?
Because you have your cup of coffee out where your brush washing.
Well, why would you do that?
Because you would mistake. It's a common thing. It's an artist thing.
I would never do that.
You're not on the artist memes. You don't get it.
I get it. I get people are stupid. I mean, I get it.
No. It's just okay. Never mind.
Oh, this one's pretty tough. So Thomas Midgley Jr.
Okay.
Midgley.
Was an American engineer and chemist.
She got it stuck in me once.
Was an American engineer and chemist who contracted polio at age 51, leaving him severely disabled. He devised an elaborate system of ropes and pulleys to help others lift him from bed.
Oh.
He became accidentally entangled in the ropes and died of strangulation at the age of 55. However, he's better known for his two other inventions, tetraethyl lead, an additive to gasoline,
and also fluorocarbons. Also, the movie he wrote, Hang 'Em High.
Man. This is a dark episode, man. This is like
which is a great Clint Eastwood movie.
How
do you get tangled in the was. Didn't the people see that he was tangled up?
How are we making connections with Clint Eastwood and inventors? But
it's like that episode of South Park where Satan throws a Christmas party and his rival Steve Irwin died. You know, Steve Irwin shows up at the party like, and Satan's like, "Dude, man, he just died. That's not cool." He's like, "I am Steve Irwin." Like, "Oh fuck."
You know, speaking of Steve Irwin, you see that there's like an artist, painting or a drawing. I'm not sure what it was, but somebody, his daughter just recently had a baby. Bindi,
really?
Bindi's his daughter. I think
I know so, she got married.
So I always remember her as like a toddler, but now she's an adult, which is fucked.
She was probably the baby he was holding, like with the crocodile.
Yeah, right. But there's a painting that somebody commissioned that had the entire family in Steve holding his would have been his granddaughter, which I was just like, oh man, hit me right in the feels.
Yeah,
hit me right in the feels. Anywho. Well, I just want to bring things back to a little bit of a bright.
That upsets you, but the guy dying on the Segway doesn't.
No, I'm sorry. That's just fucking. That's common.
I think the reason why I'm so sympathetic to the Segway guy, and I think it's the same guy. I think it's I'd seen him on a talk show, a late night talk show. I can't remember if it was David Letterman or you know,
Hall.
But it was back in like the early aughts, right? So he was on there.
The Chevy Chase show.
He was on there,
nobody watched that.
So was Russell Crowe. And Russell Crowe just kept punking on him.
I wish you were going to say Vin Diesel because it'd be like a total like Fast and Furious crossover.
I have to admit that's pretty funny. I'm imagining like some kind of like geriatric version of like Fast and Furious on Segways trying to like catch up to each other in Florida, like, you know, they're just like, and like one of them has got like one of those like electric motor carts that you see in the grocery stores, and they
put some NOS on it.
He's actually got a cameo in the remake of Death Race 2000.
Does he?
No.
Okay. How many points was he worth?
Only two. He only had two wheels.
Plus, he wasn't very good on the Segway, right? So it's like it wasn't a challenge to hit him.
Guys, he was in The Running Man. I don't know if you ever saw that.
So Russell Crowe was picking on him.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, he was picking on him, and I just was like, come on, man! Like,
do you think Russell Crowe felt bad?
Russell Crowe doesn't. Russell Crowe doesn't feel.
I think that was the moment. At that moment, I was like, okay. I know.
Oh, you had like guilt because you felt bad for him getting his balls busted.
Yeah, I did. I kind of empathize with
him. But what was, Russell Crowe doesn't seem like that. He could be an ass, but I don't think, see him being a guy that busts somebody's balls.
I don't know. He kind of reminds me of Chris. I
mean, you forget, like, right when he hit, like, major fame, like, how many cases there were of him just, like, hitting people in public. You know, just,
well, it's
just being a drunk idiot.
Hitting someone is different than picking on them.
Yeah, true. I mean, Boston looked up to him, you know.
Yeah.
An example.
He probably saw that same interview and was like, yes. That's how you deal with assholes.
Yeah, there's a guy wearing the some Segway glasses that's old.
No, I think Russell Crowe even got on the Segway and like tried to do it and just made fun of the invention. So,
Russell Crowe ended up being right though.
it would have been like that thing's gonna kill you. Like it would have been.
Are you not entertained?
I think it was from Gladiator.
Let's put these in the Coliseum, yo.
The guys laying there.
I wish I remembered what movie he was promoting, but it was either promoting Gladiator.
We are here about to ride our Segway, or here to entertain you, whatever the say.
Which I think the irony.
I can't get the sound bite out of my head of like the Warner Brothers cartoon like falling off the cliff. Yahoo!
Speaking of Warner Brothers,
should this be Segways are dangerous?
Or Seg won't.
Seg won't.
Seg won't.
Seg okay. won't fly.
Just briefly, though, if you have HBO, I've mentioned it multiple times, you should really check out the new Looney Tunes that they did. I think that the animation's really funny. They're zany as hell. And Daffy Duck is much funnier in the new one.
Does he lose his beak?
A lot, yeah. Okay. So, but there are some really funny Wile E. Coyote ones in there as well. Ooh. So it's
you know, I keep meaning to do that, but I keep forgetting.
They're like potato chips. They're 10-minute little zany kind of like, you know, like eventually you're like, I can't believe I just spent an hour watching Looney Tunes. So
are potato chips funny though?
Watch it with your grandkids. So I assume that you're still.
I just have one right now.
Oh, okay.
My daughter's on summer break, so I just have one.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah, that's right, because she teaches.
Mm-hmm.
So. Speaking of HBO, did you guys, anybody watch Mayor of Easttown?
I did not.
No, but I think Jay has been, because he was talking about the last show that you were on.
I waited till they were all done before I binge watched them all. There's only 7 episodes. It's with I forget her name, Titanic girl, Kate Winslet, and she's, you know, the detective in this little town. Some shit goes down, and basically, you know, like I kind of called it. It's a mystery, you know, whodunit type show. Like in the first, second episode, I kind of roughly knew who it was.
Did she push someone off a door?
Yeah. How did you know?
I just guessed.
Anyway, so it's good. I do recommend watching it. They seem to take, though, a lot of things that worked in, like, Silence of the Lambs, Mystic River, a lot of, like, really popular murder kind of mystery stuff and put them all in one series. But it's worth watching.
Nice. Check it out.
I will check it out. It's been on my list.
You know what show I reconnected with again because it was on hiatus for a bit? I mentioned it before. But it's so goddamn good is the Superman and Lois show on CW Network. Or I think it's
I need to go back and I think I caught the pilot and I was like, oh, I'm gonna you know, dive
in. It is honestly a really good show. I mean, if I guess you kind of have to be a fan of the whole Superman Smallville thing. If you're not, you're not gonna really kind of you know,
like it
or align with it. But I watched Smallville religiously while it was on and watched it to the end. And it got just so drawn out and like cheesy, like monster of the week type of show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I always wanted it to be so much more. Like it just had so much potential. But
so is this a spinoff or a reboot?
It's a different universe, if you will. So like there's it's in the same universe as Arrow. The Arrowverse. Okay. They refer to the Arrowverse.
Yep.
And in that, this actual Superman did make a cameo towards the end. I didn't watch Arrow to the end, but it did make a cameo towards the end of the series of Arrow. But I don't know his name. sorry, I didn't do my homework on the casting of it, but whomever it is, he does a really good job of the whole Clark slash Superman kind of, you know, back and forth. And the actress that plays Lois Lane is absolutely incredible. She's probably one of my favorite Lois Lane, next to Margot Kidder. And then Lana Lang is in it too, and she's played by Emmanuel Cherqui from Entourage and Fame. Mm-hmm. And it just reminds me about how when Tim and I and Chris, I think it was all of us, we actually met her during an interview for her because she was the voice of Chitara of the Thundercats.
Oh,
but she's great as well. I mean, the show is done really, really well. It's kind of like the whole lore of Superman and his origins to, you know, kind of like putting a new spin on it because, you know, I feel like every comic book universe is going with the whole multiverse thing. Very interesting how they're kind of weaving that story together and how, you know, the big overarching theme throughout the season is that one of his two sons, Superman's sons, with Lois, it starts developing powers, which is actually really, really cool. And just kind of see how it's almost like, you know, dad helping his son through adolescence, almost like Smallville type of thing. And it's actually very, very good. So I went into it with very low expectations. I'm like, oh, it's just another Superman show or whatever. But after watching it, I'm stoked. It's a phenomenal show, and I recommend it to anybody.
Another show you might consider then, if you like that kind of like origin, young adult kind of story. Someone recommended it on the Jay and Jack page on Facebook, and I was like, you know what? I'll give it a shot. And it's on Netflix, and it's called Ragnarok. Okay. And it's
that was Ethan Fisher.
Was Ethan? Okay, Ethan Fisher. And Ragnarok. it's a Norwegian show. It's in Norwegian. There's two seasons so far, and it's a modern day take of kind of like the Norse mythology. So it's all based around this one kid who. His family moves back to this town that they originally were from. And, you know, so far I'm only three episodes into it. They haven't, you know, said why they left, but they came back. And basically this is the last town in all of Norway that disavowed the old gods and embraced Christianity. But the demons or the evil people that were a part of Norse mythology still live there to this day, but they're, you know, like human beings. And, nice. As the first episode kind of lays out, you see that this kid starts to get Thor-like powers, you know? And so that's where you're like, oh, this can get interesting, you know? And so it's, like I said, I'm still like only three episodes into the first season. But
is it like a reincarnation story type of thing?
I think it's more of a like it's in the bloodline type thing.
That's,
you know?
Cool, man.
So yeah,
I'm assuming is it dubbed or are you subtitled?
I have the dub and subtitles on just because.
Is it wonky?
It's a little bit, you know. It's kind of like if you ever watched
Dark.
It's kind of like that, and how it kind of feels a little weird with the dubbing, but it works.
Nice. I'll check it out. But anyways, yeah, Superman and Lois, fucking great. Check it out.
Since we're talking shows, segue. I finally finished Kim's Convenience.
Oh, really?
And, really, really enjoyed that show. Sad that it's done. And
I'm almost guilty. I have to watch it.
I'm not going to spoil anything for the end, but it does end with the season 5, and it's kind of, you know, I'd say like watch it all the way through. It's still satisfying, and some people are a little upset by the end because it leaves you wanting. I'll just say that much. Like, because
do we talk about how the actors said it, they felt it was racist, had racist overtones?
There's a lot of different things behind the scenes that kind of like happened kind of towards the end there of the show. So,
oh, really? So it's more towards the end, but not.
And I don't know about the actors.
They just came out after they said they were the season 5 was being released. A couple of them came out and said there was strong racial overtones in the show, that white people wrote the show. And so, because I said a couple times, I go, if the actors are okay with it.
Well, there's co-creators and there's a bit of a kind of a split there that happens at the end. And I think that there's probably multiple things that we probably all don't kind of know about, and we just kind of see like.
Yeah, little I'm just going by what the actors said. I mean,
and I will say this: like, I love that show because of all of the different ethnicities that are brought into that show.
Yeah,
and I've never been laughing at them. I always feel that I'm along with that family.
Yeah, you're laughing at the jokes.
Yeah, I'm laughing at the jokes, and in the show by itself, like, I mean, it does, I think, bring up elements of racism, and there's and some pretty funny episodes, like the one where they do impressions of other races is like spot on, like just so funny about how they're all like, wait, no, you can't do that just because you're from the same continent, you know, and then, well, I can make this one because, you know, and it's quite funny. For anybody that's looking for still a, you know, a feel good, I think, yeah, show, I mean, that's
and
enjoyable.
And it has probably, it's a show with probably one of the best cold openings.
They do have a lot of really good cold opens. There's some that are like, I think, really some knock out of the park, funny home run openings. Some are subtle, some are just kind of so-so, but it flows along very seamlessly in a lot of parts. And I can't speak highly enough about it because I did really enjoy it. Just very disappointed and just there's definitely some.
Now I'm going to be disappointed at the end.
There's just mixed emotions going into the end because of what I was reading about, and I was like kind of like, all right, you know, because one of the co-creators, I'll just say this much, has gone on and is doing a spin-off show.
Yes,
based on one of the only white characters in the show, so it's kind of a like a nails
Jared,
on a
Jared?
No, no, mm-mm, no. So I'll just let you keep guessing I feel like I'm spoiling like anything for the end here, and just, you know.
The guy that talks too much. No. He's the funniest guy because he's great with the cold opening. The guy that fixed the air conditioner.
I do like the guy that talks too much. Like,
yeah.
Oh my gee. and some of the catchphrases that come out of the show, like my wife and I find ourselves saying, like Mr. Kim, a lot of times he'll say stop. Well, and it's so we have a good laugh about that. And there's nothing about it that's like making fun of Koreans. It's just, and I felt like in some episodes they're honoring their culture. I could see in some ways that the show really comes close to that line of saying, like, are we laughing at the way they talk or are we in on the joke?
No, I think I'm in on the joke.
And for it's a weird thing when you binge it, because at some point you start wanting to talk like Mr. Kim. And it's like, no, I cannot speak in broken English like this. So
I can, but I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, it's just
I can't.
Yeah. But really really enjoyable.
My talent's been dumped down the drain.
I would recommend it. And now I'm in that binge nether zone of like you just get done with something that you enjoyed and you're like, I need something, but it it's hard to kind of scratch that.
That's how I was with BSG, then I forgot I didn't watch the miniseries. I started watching. I go, wait, how did they know that Lee Oban was? I thought.
Yeah, you have to start with the 2003.
What am I missing? And I go. Oh, that's right. There was a miniseries. I'll go. I'll watch that when I come back. And I forgot about it. And then I was like, oh wait, the miniseries. Like, so I got two out. I got two things in that. But now I'm kind of. I think I'm gonna watch For All Mankind.
Yes. Have you never seen it or at all?
Yes. I've seen the first episode.
This first episode. Yeah, so good.
Good. So good. Yeah. And then Ted Lasso, you watch it, you can get caught up before Ted Lasso comes out.
I
recommended Ted Lasso.
Except Nick.
I've seen season one.
Ted Lasso.
I've seen season one of Ted Lasso.
I don't like soccer.
Okay. I mean, it took me a few episodes to really warm to Ted Lasso because to me I thought it was a Major League ripoff. For a first film,
it completely is.
Yeah,
but it's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. After like the third or fourth, it's basically when the owner finally bonds with Ted Lasso is when I finally was like, okay, yeah,
the,
I like
the
it.
The end?
Now. No, no, she liked him. She liked him a little bit before that, but yeah.
Yeah, because he made great cookies.
Yeah, he did. Biscuits.
Biscuits.
So you know what I did this week that I told myself I was never going to do, but I somehow
masturbated.
Oh, please!
It's my first erection in months.
I'm finally away from my wife.
I will never, I will never say I'm not going to do that.
Let's segue to something else.
I fucking downloaded and am currently becoming quickly obsessed with TikTok.
Oh yeah, I was on it,
dude.
You're messaging
you every morning with the TikTok video.
That actually had something to do with it.
And Jack's the pusher.
He is a pusher, but when, after I've gotten there, dude, it's fucking entertaining as shit.
Now some are stupid.
Some are awful, right? But like. I sat there. I flipped through. I sat there one night flipping through. I was like, "Oh my god, I've been on this app for like 2 hours."
Oh my gee.
But yeah. It is so wildly entertaining, and there's so many. Like, I'm amazed of all like the wide spectrum of like content that people create for like all the social media platforms. But TikTok is something that it's its own breed. Like it is something.
Have you seen the guy that does the
the
movie? The cougar, guy?
Oh, no, you're talking about the guy who's got every cougar on TikTok like swooning.
No, I know who you're talking about, but no, I'm talking about the guy. He does. He has like a million. He does movies or like he does things where he's interacting with somebody. Goes, you know, I'll find his name. Oh, I forgot it. I don't know. I can't remember his name, but he's hilarious.
Some of the shit that's on there now is just it blows me away, and I actually am like finding myself opening up TikTok before I open up.
I'm thinking about getting some breast implants to help my TikTok channel.
Wait, you have a TikTok channel, Jack?
I have a TikTok channel.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna make sure I maybe follow it.
No, it's just one more thing
maybe,
to follow.
Maybe you know, it's kind of like
I haven't posted anything new in a while. I was doing some shorts on there, but
oh, nice. Like short you in short shorts, because I think that could also get the, you know,
in short shorts.
It's how we wore them in the 70s and the 80s, I guess. Yeah,
the 80s.
Yeah,
I did want to talk about what's her name, Christine Teigen. Is that her name?
Christy Teigen. Yeah.
Yeah. What happened with her? Last I checked, she was just doing cute posts with her husband, but apparently she really
she is over
a year ago. Yeah. She's kind of a bully.
She's a phony and not a nice person.
What? No. Really?
That's why. Like, there was even a joke on a sitcom not too long ago about that. Like how what's her husband's name?
John Legend.
John Legend is like. Like, is John Legend black or like that? It's like, well, he was until, you know, Christine canceled him. You know, because, like, that's how, like, awful she is that she canceled his cool vibe. And so it was like, damn.
Yeah, she's...
I had no idea that she was...
She was all about anti-bullying, and which is right, you know, but she was just saying, this person's, these are terrible people. Comes out, she's the worst of them all. Mm-hmm. Wow. And I hope people hold her to it. I guess she's a lost. I mean, I'm okay for people, you know, people. But I don't want people. These same people will forgive her, but not forgive someone else for the same thing. It's either we forgive them both, or we don't forgive any of them.
No, I just fucking move on and find somebody else to entertain me.
Well, I don't follow her. I guess she, like, remember that Courtney Stoddard that married the guy from Lost? She was like 16. He was like 50 at the time. Remember, he was the guy that played the. Dharma guy, I forget, drawn a blank on his name, but I guess she told her a private message to go kill herself. Oh. I guess she said that to a lot of people. I guess she told Lindsay Lohan. A lot of stuff came out, and people are
really
coming forward and saying, you know, this, and this. So anyway, we get all wrapped up.
LOL, around, just kill yourself.
Yeah, I know we get wrapped up around all these celebrities, but. A lot of them are not who they say they are.
Well, it's because they're narcissists, you know, and it's because they think the attention should always be on them. And it's just like Amber Heard, you know, with Johnny Depp. Like, you know, whose side do you take on that? Because
Amber Heard.
But you don't know, like, because like
I don't know, but I just look at, she's attractive. But, so
but that's just like, there's so many people out there that hate Amber Heard because if you
John,
watch like
you, the, or Jack, do you even know the situation between those two?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm just I'm joking.
What? There's lots of people that don't want to watch Aquaman because they want Amber Heard to be fired because they really think that she beat Johnny Depp. You know, like
that's,
it's not
that's probably what happened.
Yeah, because like if that's what I was watching something not too long ago about that, how if you watch the videos of like red carpet events with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard together, you see like he's always got his head down, like he's really like ashamed, and like he actually says on multiple occasions that he's afraid for his life and all these things, like they're cries for help, and you're like, dang, and,
he had bruises all over him.
Yeah, and there's actually one audio tape of her yelling at him, going like, "I did not hit you. I gently slapped you." You know, it's like, and you're like, oh my God. Ooh. Like, but like the tone of her voice is like, you can tell that she's like lecturing him like you would lecture a child. And you're like, it's just so like, yeah, I'm not saying I'm taking her side or Johnny Depp's side, but like from what that one video,
the evidence like, seems to support Johnny Depp.
Right. The evidence that I've seen supports Johnny Depp.
So is this an ongoing litigation still? Like, is it still in courts?
I think it's done with courts.
I don't. Did they come to a conclusion? Because he was suing her, right, for defamation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was about ready to lose everything.
Jesus.
Yeah, because I mean, one of the things that he pointed out was, I forget, it was like an interview or it was when she went to court. She had a bruise like on her head that was fake. It was makeup. Because like he showed that like the next like hours later she had removed it. It was like a this is all for show.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's crazy.
People are nuts.
It's a crazy world in which we live in. Mm-hmm. I'm almost to the point I can't even watch YouTube anymore because it's just violence after violence after violence.
And this show that we're on,
just hostile.
So violent. I mean,
I'm almost thinking they should change the name of Chicago to Tombstone. I mean, it's it is bad. Am I right?
It is.
It's like cry. It's so sad. It is every day. Every city. I mean, there's someone getting shot and killed. And
yeah, New York City had like something like 22 gun related attacks over like the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, if you watch YouTube, you're just like going, "Oh my God, another one?" Because it's the same broadcasting team. I go,
"Well, but then you look at like mayors and like what they're doing over this past year. It's like, you know, like I don't know if you guys saw that story. Like the city, it's." So Atlanta, you know, it's a huge city, like a lot of cities, like there's multiple regions. And the north side of Atlanta is called Buckhead. Yep. And it's where most of the money is. And they're trying to actually leave the city of Atlanta because Atlanta, you know, did like the whole like, oh, we're going to defund the police. We're going to do this. And because so many cops left the Atlanta police force, a lot of the criminals are now going into Buckhead because that's where the money is. And they're robbing people and breaking in and stealing stuff. And so Buckhead's like, you know what? If you're going to take away the cops, then we're just going to leave and have our own police force because you're fucking us right now.
Wow.
And it's just, it's nuts. And I think a lot of the country is kind of going that way. It's
I mean, you've had shootings at graduations, parties. I mean, people are just going nuts.
Well, I mean, also there's this other element of what the pandemic has brought.
Right.
Where that there's a careless, like, I don't care if I die or if others die attitude. I mean, I see it just on the highway, you know, like the way people drive is just so, you know, extreme or fast or, you know, it's just like there's no, you know, it's just get the fuck out of my way. I got to get to like this place, you know, it's just like this, I don't know.
There was a kid in
rage about people.
I mean, you just described Massachusetts drivers.
that's
literally every day in the road here.
Sure, but I mean, I witness it as well. I mean, just being a commuter, like you witness it. But the intensity of these, you know, incidents, you know, increasing, or people just feeling like, oh, there's no cops around, so I'm just going to like blow through this, you know, in the area.
It's terrible. I know there was in Costa Mesa, which is in between San Diego and Los Angeles, mother was taking her 6-year-old to school. Something happened and a guy shot into the car and killed the kid.
Jesus.
6-year-old. Right. And they finally got the it was a boyfriend, girlfriend. They were out eating sushi, you know, and but they had, but it's just like we killed this kid over nothing. Over nothing.
You know, I saw one, you know, you see the TV ads, you know, for gun violence, and I saw one on TikTok that really grabbed me. So it was it started off your typical, like, you know, soldiers coming home from, you know, overseas, right? And it's like the hand, you know, the iPhone or the phone camera from a friend who's recording him walking down the street and making his way to the house. Opens up the door and, like, you know, there's people there, you know, a couple people hug him and give him, like, you know, a welcome. And then what is perceived to be his wife or sister or something has their back to him as he's walking in the door, not greeting him, but sitting there at the table looking at a computer. And it's her, like, flipping through a slideshow of her daughter who is like 5 years old. And there's no words exchanged, but like it just takes a whole new flip and a turn from your traditional welcome home videos that you like to see to the soldier. And the first thing the soldier does is has to console his wife after their kid was killed in gun violence. And I'm sitting there watching it. And I'm like if that shit's real, that's not like a staged thing. Fuck, that's awful.
Yeah, and kids are dying every day.
And even if it is a scripted thing, Jesus Christ, that puts a whole new
spin. I mean, it's just,
you guys are really bringing me down. You're harsh, like, now, man.
I'm sorry, but it's just like the Wild West out there. I mean,
it is.
That's why I said it. Sometimes I got to sit there and go, okay, I got to get
out. Fucking guns away.
Well, I got to change all of these names now because now they don't work. I got the names done finally on time.
But are they good?
No. They have drawings. Yeah. They have drawings this week. So I was working on it.
Are they good? That was good, Nick. You should put that on a birthday card for your mom.
Yeah, you should. In crayon.
My grandson just turned 7. Zacharoni and Cheese just turned 7 years old.
Wow.
I go, God damn, how did he become 7?
Oh, kids, it's just flies, ages. Man. Oh, man.
It really flies. It's like, you know, I look back at, you know, just photos from 2012, 2013. It's like someone, a friend of mine just now started watching Lost, first time ever. And I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, I have a couple of photos with Evangeline Lilly, and I was trying to find them. And I'm looking back. I was like, holy shit, that was 2012 or 2013. Yeah. And I'm like, it just seems like it was yesterday. And I'm like,
you were young then.
Well, but, you know, like when I think about like the 90s, like how you think of time differently as you get older, you know.
Yeah.
Like if now is 2001, 1993, for example, would seem like forever ago to me as a kid. But but to me, it seems like it was just yesterday.
So crazy. So crazy.
No, my wife and I talk about it all the time. I can remember being a kid going, man, I'll be how old when year 2000, I'll be 35 or whatever it was. And I go, God, that's so long.
Yeah.
I'll be 59 here in a couple months. It's like, What happened?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm like, looking at the picture of Evangeline Lilly. We're 32 years old. You know, I'm like, wow, we're still like, we're not kids, but we're still young. You know, and I'm like, now we're in our 40s. You know, like, God.
I was actually sorting through all of these photos, and since my sister was here, like, my whole desk was covered because I'm organizing them. They were just thrown in a box, you know. So I'm organizing them, and I'm putting them in chronological order, and I'm doing exactly what you guys are just saying, like actually like physically looking at the photos and being like, oh, this is summer of 1996. This is, you know, Easter of 1993. This is, you know, January of 1990. And looking at my sister and seeing how she ages as well as myself, or just being like, okay, here's my high school graduation. Here's my college graduation. Here's like this period of just, you know, like stuff. And for me, like, I have a lot of photos where I'm just either taking pictures of artwork or I'm taking pictures of source imagery. So I have this whole other pile of photos that is just like source imagery, like things that I went out and I was like, oh, this looks cool. This looks cool, you know? And just looking back on all of that stuff and just like how it kind of messes with your mind. It's like a time warp.
Yeah, it's funny. Cause I know I was looking through a whole thing of pictures. I have a best segue accidents. So
Yeah, and were they as great as you remembered?
Jack has those little slide projector photos that you have to put in, you know, yeah. and click on the little thing, the wheel. You know.
Actually, I have one. It's me and my sister. I'm like 6 months old. It doesn't even have the clicker. You just put it in there and you have to take it out.
I have multiple different projectors as well as slides. I have a lot of slides. I have a lot of photo shit. I think I always think of myself as even though I think of myself as an artist, I always think of myself as a painter first, but I have
Joni Mitchell.
A lot of. Sorry, I'm going through some stuff. Speaking of art stuff, and Chris, how he always likes to promote different Matt, things on the show.
Don't gloss over the fact that you just got fucking murdered on air.
Well, you can. What do you?
You got segued.
You gotta recognize the game over there. I mean, that was brilliant.
No.
Right. If I recognized the game, I would be just the shell of a man that you once knew. Because of all the sheep fucking jokes and Randy. Jesus. Is Randy still with us or did he fall asleep?
So for the record, hold on.
Nobody brought up.
I know we're coming into the back end of the show here, and I wanted just to make it a point that it's 1 hour and 11 minutes in, and the first person to make a goat reference was not any of us.
It's true.
Was sheep.
Okay, or you sheep, guys,
whatever. I guess you're confused.
You guys do this though. Psychologically, like, you know, like for
psychologically,
you know,
man.
We've been doing this show, I don't know how long.
I'm the one that's high. Come on.
I think Matt is
high
too.
I was high too. I'm with you there.
I took these shoes we got at the
we're on the purple zone, man.
It's we got them at the
CBD
hemp store or whatever it's called.
The hell
dispensary?
You pushing drugs?
It's for sleep, but they don't really work that well.
It's a pyramid scheme.
But then we bought a $5 water. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
I was going to bring it to the birthday party with different water in it, and keep offering it to the kids and see who would stop me. But my wife would not let me do it. She goes, "You can't do that." I go, "That would be so fun." Here, Zach, have a drink of water. Here. Alex, have a drink of water. Here, Ava, have a drink of water. Here, kid, I don't know. Have a drink of water. I thought it would have been hilarious, but nope, I was shot down. Are you telling me it's not funny?
It's pretty sick, dude.
But come on. just see the parents' reaction if they saw what I was doing. Come on.
It'd be fun. Only if you live stream it, though.
Oh, yeah, but that's one of the things I love about being an uncle. You know, is that, you know, the whole family's up a couple weeks ago, which is why I wasn't on the podcast for everyone out there. And, yeah, but when you're sitting at a pub or a restaurant, you know, and dad and me are having a beer with dinner or whatnot, and, you know, being little kids, they're always like, "I'm going to drink some of Uncle Nick's beer." And me being the uncle, I don't give a shit. I'm like, here.
Wait, what do they call you?
Nick. Okay. Uncle Nick or Uncle Nick. Yeah. And, you know, so like, I'm like, fine, here. I'll push the beer towards them just to see if they'll do it. Of course, kids being kids are kind of like, "Oh my god, I can't do it!" Like, yeah, you know, because like they're afraid they're gonna get their ass kicked. You know, if they take a sip of beer, I'm just like, "Yeah, see, chicken shit." Come on.
Yeah, but you would get in trouble though, wouldn't you?
Nick's like really showing his Tennessee roots here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, just kind of like, you know.
How about some moonshine?
Nick
wants to give you some moonshine.
Don't forget the. Come on.
Come on. Come on. Well, I had my first beer at like 11. You know, I was doing dip by probably 12 or 13 years old. I mean, I was just, you know, everything came to me really early. You know, like, so to me, it's not a big deal.
I miss the dip.
Yeah,
it's not good for you though.
Oh, no, it's not. Awful. It's not. Of course, it's not.
It's literally one of the worst things you could ever fucking do to yourself.
One of the best baseball players in the history of baseball, Tony Gwynn.
Yeah.
That's Chala, though.
You know, his son does the radio broadcast, the Padres, but this weekend he was on TV. And I swear to God, if you didn't know that wasn't Tony Gwynn Senior,
a quick glance. Yeah.
Because his name is Tony, well, obviously Tony Gwynn Jr., he sounds just like his dad. I mean, it's like spot on. You gotta go, "Oh my God, And he probably gets it all the time, too.
I wonder if the Segway guy's son would start a podcast.
Would it be called Segway?
I think you'd do a lot better job than
Segway.
Boom, 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 boom.
Randy says even the girls in his high school chewed tobacco.
Jesus, Randy, what?
So I knew,
come
I,
over
I
here knew, and give me a kiss.
I knew of a few girls.
Yeah, Copenhagen.
I knew of a few girls that would dip, and it was weird. Like,
and he's not talking the sexual maneuver.
Yeah, I mean, most of the girls I knew did it. They always did the bandits, you know, that were the little packets, so you wouldn't get it in your teeth.
Yeah.
But,
oh, but, man, know, I miss it, though.
Speaking of fathers, though, they're just like their sons.
Tastes like shit.
Yeah. Like, you know, I've been doing a New Girl rewatch because I hadn't watched it for forever.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, a really odd placement of comma there, Nick.
No, I'm talking about like people.
But I've been doing this New Girl show again.
My name is Nick.
Nick.
Yeah.
This is Nick doing the New Girl. Show on Netflix.
Come on, Jess.
Hop up on here. Yeah. Damon Wayans Jr. is on the show, and you talk about a spitting image of his father. Sounds just like him, looks just like.
Because his dad has an age.
He's like 10 years older than the entire cast, too.
Yeah. No, he's actually the same age. He's born like 82.
But his dad.
His dad, though, was born.
Hasn't aged.
Yeah, his dad looks exactly the same. But that's something like there's a couple of scenes where. Because his name's Coach on the show, he tries to be like hard discipline, and he's basically just channeling Major Payne. And you're like, oh my god, he's fucking Major Payne right now, just like get your shit together, man. You're like,
talk about a show that went downhill fast.
New Girl,
I like it.
I like the New Girl. Yeah, it gets kind of.
It's when Nick.
I think the last season loses some, but and still a high point.
So I was trying to fix it.
I think still a high point is the fact that Prince appears on the show.
Yeah, and just like not long before he died.
He was a fan of the show.
Yeah,
and he liked the character Nick and Jess, and he wanted to be on the show, and they.
I think I stopped watching at that point.
That's so, in the third season, Jack.
I think they're releasing a new album from him that was previously. Yeah, they are stuff like now. Ish.
Yeah, he has so much. It's like there's another artist like that too. They have so much material just backlogged.
Oh yeah, I mean, can you imagine with Dylan?
Oh god, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's got to be some.
He did something with Stevie Nicks. Who? Prince did, and he print, and he didn't take any money or credit for it.
Yeah, he did.
He did that a lot. Actually.
What it was?
Yeah. It's on her second record. Wild Hearts or something like that. I think he co-wrote a song.
They were talking about it on satellite radio the other day.
And either wrote a song for her or something that gave her like the rights to. You shouldn't give a shit.
There was something in the song.
And it was Stand Back.
Wanted.
Yeah.
She wanted some kind of beat or something in that. And he came in and laid it down the track and said, thanks, all right, I'm out.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing. Like we talked about this before, like with Van Halen doing the guitar solo for Beat It. He just basically came in, did it one take, didn't take any credit, no money, just like, yeah, sure, go ahead and take it. Because, I mean, to him, playing is not a big deal. It's just like, yeah, I can just do it. And it's and you could arguably say that's one of his best guitar solos on Beat It. I love that episode. I watched that one because it's in the third season with Prince, because they just decided out of nowhere, like, oh, we're going to go to a Prince party, and then all of a sudden you're there, and he just shows up.
I did see that one, because they're trying to – didn't they try to sneak someone in, or were they trying to –
No, so only Jess and Cece got invited to the party.
Right.
And so the boys show up, and
– And right before they leave, too, Nick does the, like, I love you, and then she goes – Or like she gives him like finger guns.
And that's the beginning of the episode. Yeah. And that's what Prince does. Is he tries to talk her like through, like, you know, why are you having emotional problems with saying I love you and all this. And then at the end, of course, being Zoe Deschanel, she has to sing. So she sings the Prince new song that was on his current record.
I do remember seeing that episode.
I stand corrected. So it wasn't Stand Back. People think that she ripped off Little Red Corvette for that song, but I think there was another collaboration.
My mom used to sing Pay the Rent Collect on that song.
We know.
I don't know where she got it from. So hold on a second. John in the chat is saying the inventor of Segway isn't dead.
What? I was just reading about it. I mean, I literally read from his thing.
Now he's giving another inventor of Dean Carmen.
Dean Carmen.
So I think he was like the like one of the Supermans. Like,
so if Dean had died, it'd be he had some bad Carmen.
Dean King. That's what I'm. Oh yeah, yeah.
So according to Jimmy Hasselden's Wikipedia page, he is most certainly dead. He died at the age of 62.
Is he Jimmy all a little bit?
Jimmy Hendelson.
Heselton.
Heselton.
Wesselton.
Wesselton?
The guy who bought the company is dead.
The guy who bought company is dead. Not the guy that invented.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Okay. My bad.
Right, well, that ruins the whole damn. We got to record. We got to go re-record the show.
Just delete it. Delete an hour and 20 minutes of material here.
Okay.
It's all built on a lie. All right.
Sorry, guys. We're going to have to do a bonus. Yeah. Or we just.
He bought.
This is just. This
Segway.
Will be the bonus.
Oh, I guess he's kind of a shitty guy then. So he
bought it.
Can we now? Right. Like, I feel like I can now make fun of this guy.
He bought it.
All that laughter that I missed out on.
He bought. He died. He bought it.
That actually makes the story a little bit sweeter.
Yeah. Wow. So that okay. Now I can go to bed tonight knowing the inventor of Segway didn't.
He's still alive.
Yeah. Dean Kamen.
And thank you, John. Like, if we didn't have John, like, in this live chat, I mean, what would this show be?
Because you know what's happening is people listening to us have stopped at the beginning of this thing saying,
they were like,
fucking morons, he is not dead. It's a guy that bought the company. He bought it, not that guy.
What title of the show? Dean Carmen's not dead.
Dean Carmen's not dead. It's Kamen, not Carmen.
Kamen, Carmen. Kamen San Diego.
I heard that
Dean came in San Diego.
Yeah, many people have. So
a lot of people jack it in San Diego.
to segue on to other things. Uh-huh. I see what you did there.
I think you've gone too many segues.
But one last thing I just wanted to say because Chris always mentions different products. Recently, my wife and I have been. Whoa, this shows up weird on the green screen. We've been buying these tattoos.
Hold up to your chest.
What?
Hold it up to your chest.
Hold it up to my chest. Oh, yeah. We've been buying these tattoos from Inkbox. They're kind of long term temporary tattoos. Check out inkbox.com. These temporary tattoos last for like about 2 weeks, basically. Okay. And it kind of, it's interesting cause it goes on and you can buy them individual designs and they come in a lot of different things and great for parties or special events or what have you. But myself, I wanted to draw with the ink. And so they also sell a freehand ink, which is what I was holding up on the screen here. And it basically comes in a little dropper and you can actually draw on your skin, any other design that you want to. I have always wanted to have a tattoo of a splatter paint, actually.
Can you put a little LSD in there?
Not that kind of dropper. But yeah. But it has a little like kind of like metal tip to it. I don't know, John, if Inkbox inventor is alive.
You got ink poisoning.
Oh, yeah.
You can kind of see on my arm here where I've kind of drawn this this kind of galaxy looking.
It looks like a gnarly bruise there.
Yeah.
It looks like you have
a weird skin disorder.
That's what I was thinking. You got a skin disease.
It does because
it's one hell of a ringworm.
Because I've been doing little dots with it. Because I wanted
to doing these little dots far out.
We're never going to get through this.
So I want to hear this because that's awesome. First of all, it's kind of like henna,
but it's more of a darker blue color that comes out. And with my design that I was doing on my own arm, I always wanted this splatter paint kind of design. And I wasn't quite sure what that would look like, how it would look like. And I'm very picky as an artist, you know, I want it to look a certain way, you know, I know a lot of different tattoo artists. So when I'm ready, I feel like I can go to a tattoo artist and after I've drawn this out or I get close to what I want,
you're going to put it there.
I don't know. I mean, like originally, I'd what's that?
Go for it.
I'd go higher up on the arm,
dude.
I'm just I'm not putting on my forehead for right now. What I
you know like what you should do RCAD.
I yeah, right not, there on the
not,
forehead.
Not doing that. But for right now, what this is great though for is it's great for practicing out what I want to get, so that if I want to take that next step and actually get some ink on my real skin,
I can't see you having a tattoo.
You just don't seem like a tattoo guy.
Yeah. Huh. If you're gonna full chest, just you know.
So here's and I'll this is only for the live show. You get to see this. So I mapped out on my shoulder with this ink. I mapped out on my shoulder the numb spots because I was kind of curious, you know, like I have this weird, you know, ever since the surgery.
Oh, right.
So it looks weird.
Sweating in jeans.
Yep. Yeah, it looks weird because it's all blue. I should. And oh, my wife was like, "You should have just done the outline." I was like, "Yeah."
So you did this on yourself. Jeans?
I did this on myself. So
you can kind of see. Wow, yeah, it looks like a huge
this is this is. You can kind of see.
It looks like blue jeans. It looks like blue jeans. Yeah, two legs.
I'm going to end this show now. Thanks for joining us live.
You can't make this up, people. You can't make it up. You have to watch it live. It looks like blue jeans drawn on his shoulder.
It does. I mean, I was going to make it.
It's kind of strange because it's like there's this.
The only thing that's funnier than the fact that those are fucking blue jeans on your shoulder is the energy and passion that came out of Nick the moment he realized what he was looking at. That was beautiful. If you were drinking a beer, you would have spit it all over your camera. That was fucking classic.
I just need to quit this show. I feel like this is
you can't quit. This is what keeps you alive.
I know you guys are my back.
Here's the deal. I think that first of all, that custom tattoo thing is pretty badass. Like yeah. I think it's pretty cool. And I'm looking at their page now. There's actually a lot of cool shit that you can buy.
A lot of cool designs that you can just order, and it comes on as like a big sticker that you would put on. You know, yeah. I will recommend this for anybody that does do or uses Inkbox. Follow the instructions and specifically wash the area first. Okay, lotion it because you want your skin healthy to absorb the ink and. Yeah. And then afterwards, you know, don't always like scrub it. You know, I mean, obviously you want to wash your skin and you can lightly put soap over it, but you kind of want that skin to stay healthy. So, you know, put lotion on it and it will keep longer, you know. And
it's actually a product I recommend if anyone is looking for tattoo aftercare. It's actually called Mad Rabbit. It's very, very good. I use it on my arm quite often. It keeps the color and you know vibrant. It keeps the skin looking good too. But I'm especially intrigued because I'm actually going to the tattoo shop on Friday. I'm not getting ink done on Friday, but I'm actually sitting down for a consultation about my next tattoo. I'm going to do. I'm starting to go into this arm here. Oh. I don't know if I showed you guys the painting that my daughter painted. I probably did at one point. Mm-hmm. My daughter painted this thing in kindergarten. So when she was, you know, 5 years old, and I went to go pick her up at kindergarten, and the teacher's like, "Yeah, this is you know something that your daughter made." And I was like, "Are you lying?" Like, did she really make that, or is that like a paint by number because you started it for her thing? But no, like legitimately, she painted this. And I'm going to the tattoo shop on Friday. I have an appointment. I've been waiting like 2 months for this appointment. Mm. They can't do, because this is a watercolor I'm about to show you. They can't really do watercolor right on skin. So the tattoo artist is going to take it and actually recreate it in his style, which I'm kind of excited about to see what he's going to come up with. But this is the painting that my daughter made.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And you can kind of see it's like there's like snow-capped mountains in here and shit. And dude, it's the screen doesn't really do the color justice. It looks beautiful.
Now, is that supposed to be the sun on the upper right?
Yeah, corner? Yeah, exactly. So that's the up because sun on the upper right corner.
It's nice to see someone with real artistic talent.
That's true. I wish we had an artist on the show.
But the detail is just really, really cool.
And she did that when she was five?
Yeah, so I took a picture of it then. I still have the artwork now. I was like, that's fucking cool. If I'm going to get another tattoo, I wouldn't mind doing something like that on my arm.
I'm not going to knock your tattoo artist, you know, but
there may be, his daughter.
But there no, leave his daughter out of it. No, but what I was going to say is that let me finish. Can I finish? there's a local tattoo artist that I was introduced to who does watercolor effects.
Yeah.
Amazing. And so, you know, hopefully, you know, whatever he comes up with, you know, can capture that. But I was really intrigued when I found out because again, what I've always wanted is something that is more painterly.
Yeah.
And a lot of tattoo stuff has got a lot of outlines and what have you. And so getting that pure color is kind of, you know, what I'm after as well. And so
the only tough thing about like the watercolor tattoos, I actually know a few people who have them, and they tend to fade very quickly because of the technique that's used. So like, they say they look amazing right after you get them and after they've healed. But it's a type of tattoo that you're going to have to keep going back like every 2 to 3 years to have it maintained and look the way it's supposed to, which I don't really think I want to invest in that. But we'll see. You know, I'm starting to get a lot, you know, very much into the whole.
You're going to put it on your arm?
I think so, yeah. So, I mean, this arm here is kind of taken up.
That's the music, right?
In the music. It's my daughter's voice.
That's actually what I was going to ask about, because this reminded me of that, because it's been, 2 years since you've gotten it?
Yeah, it's been longer than that.
When's the last time you've taken the phone and actually done it? You know,
you know what? We can do it right now.
See if it still works.
Yeah. It definitely works.
Nick's being all Nick's over here. He's being all Tennessee about it.
You know that every kid, from the time they're born to roughly 6 years old, always refers to anyone by double names. You know, it's like Dada or Mama. It's like, so I was Nick. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Weird. My headphones just.
But how old are they now?
Just turned 13 and 10.
Okay, I think you need to get it.
The 13-year-old.
You need to get Nick. a voice tattoo of them saying Nick.
No. So actually, here, I start.
Here he goes.
Go ahead, Chris.
See if there's enough light in here. I might turn the flashlight on. Yeah, I'm just turning the light on.
That's what that flashlight's for.
I hear it.
That is so cool.
Let me turn it up a little bit extra. Try it one more time here.
I love you, Daddy. Yeah.
Wow. So she says Daddy and not Dada.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, but she says Dada now.
Okay.
Weird.
But she doesn't say Daddy.
No.
That's because that's four syllables.
No, that's what they do in Tennessee.
I'm just glad it's not me. Remember the blue jeans?
I remember. I'll never forget
daddy.
The blue jeans.
Okay, yeah. That's my daddy over there. Daddy.
So daddy. For this next one, I'm going to ask him what his thoughts are. I mean, I wouldn't mind trying liking to complete a sleeve of it, but I think it just wouldn't look right. So I might go up to this arm or up the shoulder.
I don't know. At your current position, I mean, I'm curious, you know, you wear a polo to work one day and you're that manager, like, hey, can I speak to the manager? And then you're sporting two sleeves there. Like, yeah, I'm the manager. What's up?
You should get a tattoo that says fuck off.
Yeah.
And that way when customers get, you just go.
I mean, currently the company in which I work for is, has a very liberal perspective on, you know, self.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, they do
promotion and art and so forth and so on. So, I don't think there'd be a problem. And the more that I think about it, you know, if I have another step in my career, I don't think I would want to be working for a company that didn't feel similarly.
I didn't mean it from a company policy. I meant more like you'd be looking intimidating as fuck with a couple sleeves.
Yeah, I'm a teddy bear.
But you don't know that. People who don't know
you don't know.
We know that.
Us older people go, oh, my God, he's got sleeves.
Yeah. Oh, my God, the guy looks like he's from Providence. Providence.
Maybe you're going to give me you'll be
careful. Is he wearing jeans?
Yeah.
Oh wait, that's right, that's a tattoo. My bad.
Yeah, I'm not. By the way, I don't know. I don't know if I'm still going to get a tattoo here or if I'll get one actually on my arm.
I'll pay you, Matt, if you actually get the blue jean guy and then have your body above the blue jeans, like we're going like or something.
That would have to go all the way to the back.
You'll have to get that incorporated with the diagram of the accident.
Yeah.
That you drew live on air and have all of that tattooed if we raise enough money through our
patrons. I think we get GoFundMe. We'll get Neil Diamond on the show.
I'm trying to explain this to my wife. Like, okay, look. This tattoo was paid for by patrons. She's like, I don't care if it pays for Netflix. We're not doing this podcast anymore.
So hold on. So let me ask you a question. So if you get the ink splatter tattoo, which I, by the way, I think is actually fucking cool. I like that because
I'm working on it. It's a fun thing to, yeah.
So question, are you going to do a multicolor tattoo or is it going to
be so?
Reading the chat.
No, I'm not. And I'm not reading the chat. Fuck you. I think in my mind, and maybe this is the problem, is that sometime in my 20s, like when I was 27 or 28, I was painting and I had this really awesome paint splatter that happened on my arm. And it was all blue. And I just was like, oh, that looks really cool. And I wanted to get a tattoo of that blue splatter. You guys are laughing about something, but you know,
read the chat.
I met Mike, specifically Miami Mike. I am not getting a DuckTales tramp stamp, but if Jay wants to go in on that now
with the duck be looking back,
I think we could make this patron like a patron goal is like Jay and Matt get the DuckTales tramp stamp. I'm thinking of an actual
inverted money bin pointing down to your butthole.
Oh no, it's actually a duck tail. Like it's actually going to look like the feathers coming down.
No. It's got to be a duck looking backwards.
No. It's like the tail feathers.
Now, not the nephews. That would be kind of gross. But like maybe Scrooge McDuck looking backwards or something like that.
No, that would be. I specifically want Mrs. Beakley. So, is it Mrs. Beakley? Yeah. Because she's, you know.
She's the hot dog. I'm going to make a request. Can we stop talking about this?
All right. Let's end this show.
Thanks, kids. Great show. One in a million.
Well, no, we have to thank the patrons.
Oh, I wanted to end it. Oh, go ahead.
Could have ended it a long time ago. Just done. Yeah. Every now and then, Matt,
you either lean back or lean forward, and you get like, this purple star on your forehead from the
mystery. It's been going the whole time.
Yeah, the whole time. And I think every now and then it's a tattoo. I'm like, oh my God, did you get a full forehead tattoo of something like a?
That would be cool. I still think the RCAD tattoo would be great on your forehead.
Mm-hmm. Blue jeans forever.
Blue jeans forever. Yeah, with Gretchen.
So go over to jayandjack.com, click on the patron link, become a patron, or help us out by going to iTunes, rate, review, give us something. You know,
when was the last review we had?
Well, we did have an email.
Well over a year ago.
We did.
We had an email?
Yeah, we did, yeah. I will go ahead.
We got a lot of emails from advertisers. That's for
sure. This comes in from a little boy named Randy who went to school with girls that chew tobacco.
It's cool, man. It's
hey, whatever floats your boat. You know, I assume this was in Duckburg. He writes in nutrition question: what does a splinter eat before a race? Nothing. They fast. Oh, did I say splinter?
You said splinter.
Splinter. Yeah,
sprinter.
Like, splinter.
Yeah. You read that last time.
Sorry, Randy. I was high.
You read that last time.
That was from June 1st.
Oh, yeah. No, he just wrote in tonight. He put, "What's the frequency, Kenneth?"
I don't get that at all.
It's a great song by REM.
Yeah. Maybe it's because he's falling asleep watching this. Because
I didn't get the splinter joke.
All right, let's read off some patrons, and specifically Chris.
How'd that splinter get in? It was fast! All
right,
Bob, there, it was fast!
Okay, here we go. With pictures.
TikTok tequila tag.
I like that.
Eckhart's Hallmark card collection. Yeah. Ed the card carrier. I see him. Dude, you're reusing themes. I mean, for all of them. Mother's Day card, Maggie. Just draw, Joanne. Something.
Look, I like for everyone out there, Matt actually put effort into this.
This actually looks really.
He actually drew.
This actually looks really great.
The artwork's okay.
It doesn't read well, but it looks fantastic. The last but not least is greeting card, Greg. Mark that. Robert. Because of the drawing, Matt, I will say, is your best one yet.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. And that means a lot, because I know you have really high taste in art. Your daughter, I hear, is a famous upcoming artist who's going to have some ink happening real soon. So,
for sure.
Margarita Maggie, that would have been a good one, Mike. Thanks for you. So.
Oh, yeah, we talked about tequila. Right.
Yes, we did.
That was a great show, kids. It was one in a million.
Million.
A million and one.